Now, all that to say, and I know that's a long story, but I think it's important. I just want to emphasize it as strongly as I can. When we as Christians start to believe, even a little bit, just a tad, that it doesn't matter what people believe as long as they are good people, then we've ceased to believe one of the core witnesses of the Bible that resonates with my experiential truth, for what it's worth, that we are all broken and we're all made to be in relationship with God. Liam, if you can put up the next slide there. Just to reiterate that, 1 John, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word is not in us. And I didn't have a slide for this one, but Jesus specifically says in John chapter 16, verse 8, that when the Holy Spirit comes, part of what he will teach us is that the world is wrong about sin because people are not putting their faith in him, in Jesus. He says, the Holy Spirit will convict the world about sin because they are not believing in me. When people don't believe in sin or holiness or sin, right and wrong, Jesus, the cross, forgiveness, it becomes moot, become apathetic about it, it becomes unnecessary.